We're dipping in, taking a moment here to acknowledge fanny packs here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Ken. Thanks for being here. Whatever you care to call them, here are some suggestions. Waist bag, waist belt, bum bag, hip sling. Variations of the fanny pack have been around for thousands of years. And the accessories industry is crediting this doodad clipped around our waist for providing a really healthy sales bump in the fashion area. So how do you feel about fanny packs? Are you wearing one right now? Tell us what you think. Where do you go with yours? 800-642-1234. Beth Goldstein is a fashion footwear and accessories industry analyst at the NPD Group in New York. Beth, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So why have fanny packs become more popular now in recent years? What's this resurgence?
Well, I think there are a few things. One, the athleisure trend, where everyone is running around in their, you know, athletic wear, whether they're going to the gym or not, has led us to really get used to this very casual and comfortable way of dressing. And consumers have taken a liking to being hands-free. So we've also seen backpacks grow. But fanny packs made a particular emergence. First of all, we're also in this area, this time of, you know, where retro is cool. So a lot of things from the 80s and 90s have come back into style. And we started, you know, designers started showing fanny packs being worn a bit differently. So not necessarily, you know, around the fanny or the bum, you know, wearing them just across the chest or, you know, just across the shoulder.
Kind of like man purse territory?
Exactly, and we've definitely seen a growth. I mean, there are many that are just gender neutral, so we're seeing men and women wearing them. There are some that are made just, you know, for men, some for women, and we've seen it, you know, really become popular for both genders.
We asked followers of a Wisconsin Reddit group about fanny packs. A bow hunter called them essential gear, kind of like a hunting utility belt. There was a cyclist who said they were great for holding water, keys, or a can of beer. And then another person liked them because women's jeans often have tiny or non-existent pockets. So what about their versatility?
Yeah, so, I mean, now, you know, the one issue is that you can't necessarily carry very much, but, you know, as we look to simplify and realize that we don't need to carry everything we own everywhere, and plus our phones are increasingly becoming our wallets, you know, they can hold the essentials. So your phone, keys, maybe a couple of cards if you need them, a lip balm. So, you know, and then if you sling it across your chest, like everything is just right there for you to easily access. And, you know, everyone from, I guess, you know, bow hunters and cyclists to just, you know, busy moms are liking them because they've got their hands free for everything else that they need to do and carry.
So when you look at your numbers, which shoppers seem to be driving the uptick in sales? Like what generation?
I mean, it is primarily the younger generations, I would say, you know, millennials and younger, maybe some, you know, I'll include myself here and say, you know, the younger Gen X set on down. So it definitely is kind of a resurgence of, excuse me, you know, coming from younger consumers who are, you know, the ones that are really taking a liking to more retro products, you know, in general, like, you know, sneakers and, you know, bold colors from the 80s and 90s.
How are major fashion designers approaching fanny packs? Are they selling them?
They are. They are. And, you know, they're selling them better than, you know, unfortunately, many other types of bags as just, you know, the general bag business has been very tough. Fanny packs has been a bright spot. Now, it isn't compensating for losses elsewhere because it still is a small category, but sales have, you know, in the last 3 years, you know, almost tripled in fanny packs.
Well, you say the bag industry, and I think, you know, Kate Spade for sure, they've been also marketing them as belt bags, which seems like an effort to kind of distance themselves from the whole fanny pack genre. What are they doing?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, calling them different things, and then, you know, because the fanny pack has a, you know, it kind of reminds you of, you know, your grandpa's little fanny pack when he, you know, went on vacation. But, you know, they are very functional. So they are, you know, calling them waist packs or belt bags or, you know, bum bags, like you said. And we're now seeing a new sort of generation of products that, while a fanny pack can, you know, just be worn slung across the chest, there are some bags now that are really made just to be worn across the chest, you know, a chest rig. I've seen bags attached to you know, to legs. I've seen boots come down the runway with little pouches on them.
So oh, yeah, Prada. I saw that yesterday. Prada has these, like, boots, these combat boots.
With a little pouch.
What's going on there?
You know what? It's just all about added functionality and convenience. You know, that's not going to become, you know, a mainstream thing. But what's happened over the last few years is that function has become cool. So even if a product is, you know, kind of ugly, if it's very functional, it's cool. So, you know, they come into fashion.
We're talking about the return of fanny packs with Beth Goldstein. She's a fashion industry analyst at the NPD Group in New York. And you can join in. How do you feel about fanny packs? Did you wear them years ago? Have you started wearing fanny packs again recently? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I know, Beth, when I had twins, there was another mom who wore a fanny pack, and she could stuff a diaper in there, pacifier, she had wipes, she had her credit card, and my jaw dropped. I was like, this is a major breakthrough for my arms. I got a fanny pack at that moment. A matter of fact, she shipped one to me, like her exact model, and it was just one of these really great, convenient things. What type of materials are you seeing in fanny packs?
You know what? It's across the spectrum. Certainly there are leather ones, but, you know, the nylon has been very popular because it's very lightweight and, you know, very, you know, versatile, you know, very durable. But it really does run across the spectrum. And, you know, obviously, you know, the biggest sellers are going to be simple, you know, black. But, you know, this is a good opportunity to grab a little color because, you know, it's nothing, they're not huge. So it's actually a good way to, you know, have a pop of color as well. So, you know, really across the spectrum.
How are brick and mortar retailers approaching fanny packs? Do you see them at your mainstream Target or Walmart?
Yes. And in fact, some of those, you know, more mass retailers have really done well with them, a variety of styles. And actually, you'll see a lot of clear fanny packs as well. That's another thing to mention, as more stadiums, more schools require clear bags. For security purposes, a fanny pack has proven to be a good solution to that because you can just, you know, the few things you need to take to that concert, put in a fanny pack. It's not that expensive if you need to buy a new one and, you know, you're ready to go and you're meeting the security requirements.
Yeah, and those plastic ones too. So they're clear you know, also probably waterproof at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are contemporary fanny packs different than the ones you were seeing in the 80s?
The material, the styling, you know, well, in the 80s, you think about, you know, that one kind of pouch-like fanny pack. It might have had, you know, a tag on it that said whatever, you know, brand it was. But these are much more varied. I mean, they're a little less bulky, so maybe a little bit flatter. They, you know, have a little bit of an edge, whether it be studs or, you know, fringe. So it's really what designers have done, you know, across the handbag spectrum mm-hmm. over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, you know, they've now incorporated into fanny packs.
Well, let's bring in Jessica now, joining us from Trempolo. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. So I just have a comment about the fanny packs. I really love them for convenience and comfort over fashion. Not that some of them aren't really fashionable, but I find that I get a lot of tension, migraines, and headaches from carrying around a purse or something on my shoulder. So this is a really great way to be able to alleviate that and also have the hands-free aspect and not worrying about having to set down your purse or your other bag.
Oh, right, because it's always around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when did you start wearing fanny packs?
Probably just recently, maybe in the last year or so is when I got, I mean, I've had them when I was younger, of course, but I didn't, you know, stick with that fad. Now that I've seen them more fashionable, I thought, okay, let's give this a try. And I realized, okay, this is definitely a way to help alleviate my headaches or my migraines that I get when carrying something on my shoulder.
Yeah, Jessica, thank you so much for calling in. Beth, you know, redistributing that weight has really made a difference for Jessica.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And given that you can wear it, you know, you can put it on your waist or you can put it across your chest or, you know, turn it around and put it across your back almost. And that's a similar thing that we've seen in backpacks where, you know, women in particular are getting sick of, you know, the big heavy tote bag on their shoulder that's really causing a lot of pain. So obviously fanny packs are, you know, better just maybe for running around on the weekend. But for work, especially in New York City, I mean, the backpack has become the new commuting bag for men and women. I see that all the time, and I think that's a big piece of it, the comfort aspect.
Do you think fanny packs are being embraced by men and women, or do you see it more with one gender or another?
I think if we looked at the distribution, we'd see it a little bit, you know, more skewed towards women, but it certainly, you know, especially, you know, at the very high, you know, fashion end has been embraced by men, you know, in certain, you know, urban areas.
We're talking fanny packs with Beth Goldstein. She's a fashion, footwear, and accessories industry analyst. Search YouTube or streaming music services, and you will find all sorts of tributes to fanny packs. The song we're going to be listening to here now is called Fanny Pack by Sophia Aris, and she is a Minneapolis-based artist who's been touring with hip-hop sensation Lizzo. What do you think of fanny packs? Do you love them or hate them? Join in 800-642-1234. Tweet us all things fanny packs at WPR Mornings. We'll be back in just a moment. Beth Goldstein here on the Ideas Network.
Sippin' on yak in the leg. I got my fanny pack. Zip it up, pack it in. Click the bell, time for the win. I got my fanny pack. Pack it up, bring it back. Come on, click, clack, snap, put a strap. I got my fanny pack. What? I got my fanny pack.
We're talking about the rise, fall, and resurrection of fanny packs. That's right, it's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and I'm wearing one with pride as we speak. Fanny pack was my go-to mom mode when the twins were born. Baby in each arm, fanny pack at my waist, two diapers inside, keys, wipes, pacifiers, my ID, all fit. We're listening to Fanny Pack Party by Rikus. That's a German pop group that released its debut album, Showtime, this year.
I'm the one with the fanny pack.
Are you partying in your fanny pack this morning? Do you love them or hate them? Do you prefer to call them belt bags? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Fashion industry analyst Beth Goldstein stays with us. So, Beth, thanks for allowing us to party a little bit in our fanny pack. You mentioned that fanny pack sales have tripled in recent years. Do you know roughly how many are being sold?
Yeah, I can give you that. It is about, so far, year-to-date ending October, so in 2019, we've actually seen almost 9 million units being sold.
9 million fanny packs are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's after strong growth the last couple of years as well.
How much have fanny packs helped boost retail sales of fashion accessories overall?
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that the business, you know, here is very tough as consumers, you know, have switched gears and have, you know, been spending in other areas, you know, maybe for their home or maybe on, you know, technology. And, you know, the bag business, you know, traditional handbags has really suffered. Fanny packs have been very strong, but it's still a very small category in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't really, you know, it's helped to, you know, mitigate some of the declines we've seen elsewhere, but, it hasn't really pushed anything into growth.
What other accessories are doing quite well that you have your eye on?
Well, earlier I mentioned backpacks, and we're still seeing some strength there, although that's slowing down as they become a little bit more saturated. But, you know, even within so there's the backpack that's used, you know, kind of a bigger backpack that you can take to work or the gym. But then fashion backpacks had been doing really well as an alternative to the traditional handbag. So like a fanny pack, maybe a small backpack or a little bit more fashion-oriented was a good alternative there, a little bit more comfortable and functional. We have seen what's interesting and related, I believe, to the growth of some of those smaller bags and fanny packs is when you're looking at smaller accessories, whereas sales of traditional wallets, you know, bigger wallets have been soft, sales of smaller card cases have been very strong, and I think that's because, you know, that fits in a fanny pack, right? Or if it's in a smaller bag. And
wait, what is a card case? Can you describe it?
So it's just a little, you know, a little, it almost is shaped like a card itself, and it might have a couple of slots, and you can put, you know, your ID, and you can put a couple of credit cards. You can even squeeze in a few bills if you need to, and, you know, pop it into that fanny pack. So it's a very small. Also, they sell ones that stick on the back of the phone. So really, your phone is like your life, right? If it wasn't already. And all that can fit into a fanny pack or a small bag as, you know, women have kind of moved away from some of those, you know, huge tote bags. So we're seeing that as well. And then in addition, because travel has become so popular and, you know, traveling smart and having the best products for travel, like I mentioned earlier, function is cool and everybody's really concerned with function. We've seen growth in luggage and, you know, suitcases and luggage sets and, you know, related products, you know, that consumers are buying to, you know, make travel easier for them.
Yeah. How is jewelry doing in relation to what you're talking about, wearable tech?
Yeah. So jewelry has also been tough. So, you know, that's been in the negative. So, you know, in just the last year, the jewelry market, you know, we look at the first 10 months of the year, it's down 8%. There have been bright spots in jewelry. The price points, you know, that are lower have been better. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of a little bit more delicate jewelry out there that's able to be mixed and matched versus, you know, paying a lot of money for one, you know, signature piece. You know, I might want three or four bracelets on my arm and I'm kind of creating my own look. And maybe I'm engraving, maybe I'm choosing charms. You know, Pandora, I have to say, when I did, you know, mall walks around, you know, Black Friday weekend, that was, you know, one of the busiest stores. So while that business is tough overall, I think there are pockets where there's personalization and where things are, you know, a little bit more affordable.
Are people buying traditional watches anymore?
Well, watches overall has been challenged as a business, and, you know, the rise of smartwatches certainly has contributed to that. But there is growth, and we have actually, a watch analyst at NPD, and he's really following the growth of the luxury sector. So there really is still interest at that, you know, like $25,000 and above price point.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, even though that watch doesn't get your emails and all of that jazz, it certainly has bling.
Right, exactly. And it may be a supplement. You know, you might also have a smartwatch that you wear sometimes, but, you know, times you're gonna wear your fancy watch.
We're discussing the return of accessories, fanny packs in particular. Beth Goldstein is here. She's a fashion industry analyst at the NPD Group in New York. You can join in. Have you considered buying a new accessory? What about a fanny pack? What are you looking for in terms of style or function? How would you feel if someone gave you a fanny pack this holiday season? Would you wear it? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So, Beth, the upcoming sequel to Wonder Woman takes place in the 80s, and according to the trailers, we can make out that Chris Pine will be wearing a fanny pack in the film. What role have movies or TV played in bringing back fanny packs?
Well, you know, I actually think that it's been a lot about social media as well. So I think, you know, what you see on TV has an impact, but in this case, social media and brands that have emerged, you know, we kind of call them, you know, it's a nickname like Instagram brands. So, you know, startup, digitally native, you know, brands that are selling directly to consumers and are really, you know, promoting a lot on social media. have really driven the category, as well as other functional product. And, you know, there's brands out there, you know, Dagny Dover is one of them that, you know, comes to mind, that has really, you know, breathed a little bit of new life into the category by focusing on the function, you know, and mixing that obviously with the style. Their bags are in neoprene, which is really kind of interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Well, yeah. Beth, you know, the 1980s gets such a hang up with the mullet and all that mm-hmm. went on in the 80s. But I'm wondering, are there some things that are coming back? And, you know, I'm asking about leg warmers, just asking for a friend.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, leg warmers have kind of been around the last couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in addition to be a fashion item, again, they're pretty functional. You know, I put them on when I'm running to the gym in, you know, in the winter, if I'm not wearing, you know, really long tights on me. You know, it's a way that allows me to wear, you know, shorter leggings to the gym. So I think the functionality of that, and again, the comeback, you know, the acceptance, is interesting that consumers that weren't necessarily around, or, you know, were very, very young during the original phase, you know, are really picking up on these things because of kind of the heritage of it, you know.
Yeah.
And
there's a bit of nostalgia in it
exactly.
as well. Yeah,
exactly. And you see parents, you know, millennial parents, or even, you know, a little bit older than that, you know, dressing their kids these, you know, the things that they wore as kids. You know, brands like Champion, Fila, you know, have come back over the last year or so because, you know, they harken back to when they were kids, and they're like, oh, I'm going to put my own kids in this stuff.
Well, let's take a quick call. Scotty in Libertyville, Illinois. Hi, Scotty.
Hi.
All right. How's your fanny pack? I've never thought I would say that on the radio.
Yeah, and this is funny. I just think it's a weird thing, and this is why I called, because I go to England every year for business, and it turns out in the UK, in England anyway, they don't refer to a fanny as, like, you know, a person's butt. They refer to that, that's referred to as slang for, like, ladies' genitalia.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wondered if you'd want to point that out. And I heard that song that you played, and I was just kind of laughing, like, really? You know? Anyway, I thought I'd call with that and just let people know that if they go to England, they might want to just not call it that.
Yes.
Scotty, thank you so much.
Australia.
Yeah. Beth, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
Beth Goldstein, fashion, footwear, and accessories industry analyst at the NPD Group in New York. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to Fanny Pack or Not, the Ideas Network.